On Superstation Cress.
It is a very chilly night here in Monroe City. The lights are shining bright on these two Clarence Cannon teams as the Panthers coming into tonight. 10-1 on the season, looking for their third straight district championship. But meanwhile, the Clark County Indians have their same aspirations, trying to go back-to-back district championships. Fair Clarence Cannon rivals, looking for the Class 2 District 6 championship and a trip to the state quarterfinals. Glad you can be here with us on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lethier, thank you for joining us. No need to say, one of the biggest stories of this game tonight is going to be the weather. Coming into tonight, it's 27 degrees outside. We have a little bit of snow on the plane surface as well. As a matter of fact, they are actively plowing the line of scrimmage or the dash markers or the hash markers in between the hashes right now as we speak, trying to get this field ready to roll. And this is going to be definitely a very run-heavy game. And it's not much of too much of a difference between those two teams, as a matter of fact, because both of them are run-heavy teams. You look at the Clark County Indians. They have two dynamic players in Caleb Lastly, who is running a little under 900 yards on the season, and also they got a quarterback who's named second team Clarence Cannon Conference in London Brook. He has 787 yards on the ground and leads the team in touches and has 20 rushing touchdowns on the year. Monroe City, you know their accolades. They're state champions in class number one 1 year ago, and they got two dynamic running backs of their own. Leading the way is Zach Osborne. He averages about 11.8 yards a carry, has almost 1,200 yards on the season, 18 touchdowns, and Keenan Bassel, the power running back for the Panthers, almost 1,500 yards on the season on 190 touches. We're expecting a cold, bruising Clarence Cannon game tonight on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Glad you could be with us to take it all in. Coming up, you'll hear from both head coaches. First up, it will be the Clark County coach, Ethan Allen, followed by Monroe City's coach, David Kirby. It's a cold, chilly night at Langford Field, but a perfect night for some Class 2 District 6 title action on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you need auto parts, shop Ott's Auto Supply in Cahoka. Independently owned and operated, the team at Ott's is driven to give you the hometown customer service you want with the quality products you need. And if they don't have it in stock, they'll be happy to order it for you. Most orders arrive the next day. In addition to a full line of CarQuest auto parts, Ott's Auto Supply builds hydraulic hose assemblies for tractors, dump trucks, forklifts, land movers, and more. Stop by 239 South Johnson Street or give Ott's Auto Supply of Cahoka a call, 660-727. 7:36:46 today.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green and Monroe City, your authorized McCormick tractor dealer, has the rugged, dependable, and versatile McCormick X4 Series tractors. From 64 to 107 horsepower, the McCormick X4 Series are built to work in any environment, including yours. It makes the competition envious because it's what a utility tractor should be, and it's at Meyer Implement. Get your new McCormick X4 tractor at Meyer Implement in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is always appreciated.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And And now, Superstation Crest brings you football action. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, the Crest sports team is ready to bring you another of the top football games in North Missouri. And now, football action on Superstation Crest.
We're back here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com getting ready for the Class 2 District 6 Championship game. Pair of Clarence Cannon rivals, Monroe City and Clark County, clashing tonight at Lankford Field. And Clark County coach Ethan Allen is kind enough to join us. Coach, you guys have been playing relatively well here over the duration of the season. What's been the biggest strengths of this Clark County team this year?
Well, we've got a lot of guys that are bought into what we're doing. You know, the leadership that we've had, you know, and some experience coming back has been big. And we've had some new faces step in that have done a really good job for us in different positions. And, you know, guys are learning and understanding what we want to do, and that's been a big key for us.
1 year ago, you guys made it all the way to the state semifinals before falling to Lafayette County. How's the hunger level coming into this year's championship run?
Well, you know, we want to do what we did last year, if not a little bit more, if we can. You know, that's I think what any team, you know, tries to strive for, and I think our guys have been, you know, not overly focused on what we did last year, which is good, but they do have that hunger, to try to do what we did again last year. So,
yeah, one of the men that is going to be returning for you is Caleb Lastly. He's already nearing 900 yards on the season. What are some of his strengths?
Well, he's got really good vision, and he's really good in space. We can get him the ball in a lot of different situations and ways, and that's been a key for our offense for sure. He's a pretty dynamic player of running and catching the ball, and makes our offense, you know, a little bit more dangerous when he's on the field. And when he has the ball and he gets in space, he can cause people fits, and that's been a big key for us.
And he's only a part of this running attack that Clark County has had. You guys are rushing a little over 1,000 plus yards, or check that over. That's your passing yards, I should say. We'll talk about London Brunk in just a moment, but rushing, it's almost 2,500 yards. What's kind of the secret to Clark County's run success?
Well, you know, mixing London and Caleb and Spencer has been key for us. London and Caleb and more in space type players, and getting Spencer the ball up the middle. He's been, you know, kind of more of a power runner that gives a presence up the middle that has helped us out, you know, get the ball in space a little bit more too. So that's been a big key for our running attack for sure.
All right, now let's talk about London. With him passing for over 1,000 yards, he took home second team Clarence Cannon honors. What's some of his strengths on the defensive side? Because I know that's where he got first team honors.
Yeah, defensively, he's a great cover guy that he's made some big plays and really crucial times in games. As far as a quarterback, his leadership, I think, is a big thing for our offense and getting us where we need to be and telling guys where they need to go at times. His passing attack, he's got a great arm and can kind of, when we need it, we can throw the ball down the field to different guys, and that's, you know, we've had like eight different targets at crucial times in games, which keeps defenses, you know, guessing and on their heels, which has been a huge advantage for, you know, being able to move the ball, and his presence on defense of being able to cover and come up and tackle has been, something that we've really needed in the secondary.
Ethan Allen, Clark County Indian coach, showing us here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Let's talk about your opponents. That would be the Class 1 champion Monroe City Panthers. The big thing that a lot of the area coaches I've talked to about Monroe City is their speed. And you also mentioned that their speed is kind of one of the biggest things. How the heck do you slow them down?
Yeah, getting guys in different spots, we're going to have to make plays out the line of scrimmage. And, or shortly thereafter, or those guys get space and they're gone. Hence the last time we played, they proved that, you know, they get in space, they can, you know, outrun a lot of guys. We're going to have to try to slow them down for sure with different looks on defense and things like that to maybe slow down their offensive line so that we can make some plays on their backs. And even when we are there, we're going to have to, you know, wrap up their legs because they're strong and they're powerful, even though they're not, you know, overly big guys. But, they do a really good job of twisting and turning to try to get away. And combine that with their speed and their pretty dangerous offense that we're going to have to be ready for.
And to wrap things up, Ethan Allen, what's going to be the biggest point of emphasis tonight if you guys want to go back-to-back district championships?
Well, we focused on ourselves all year, and you know, even when the game gets tough, there are certain situations where the momentum may swing. We got to just refocus back on ourselves and think about what we've done, you know, to be in this position and to be where we're at in the season. That's a big key for us to. We kind of talked about that in the middle of the year when things weren't always going great. We just refocused on ourselves and talked about willpower and things like that. I think that's what it's going to take to overcome some of those situations and be able to move forward with success.
Ethan Allen, Clark County Indian coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach Allen, always appreciate the time. We'll talk postgame. Good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem. Coming up next, we'll catch up with Monroe City coach David Kirby, Class 2 District 6 Championships on the line tonight on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
You may have heard the old saying, a man's home is his castle. How valuable is your castle to you and your family? This is A.J. Cooper at LaRue Insurance Agency in Monroe City. In the event of a fire or other catastrophe, do you have adequate insurance coverage to protect your family and rebuild your castle to its former beauty? I can help by evaluating your home and determine the right insurance coverage for you, so you'll be prepared for a catastrophe. Incorporate your auto insurance with other policies and you'll save more at LaRue Insurance Agency, a trusted choice company in Monroe City, ensuring your future.
Having an auto accident is a traumatic experience. Getting your vehicle back to pre-accident condition doesn't have to be. When you have JC Collision Repair in Monroe City, repair it. JC's maintains state-of-the-art equipment and has access to parts from any manufacturer. They can work directly with your insurance company and even arrange a rental car for you. Go rest at ease knowing JC Collision Repair technicians are trained and certified and use Sikkens waterborne paint along with a written lifetime repair guarantee. JC Automotive Repair in Monroe City for all things automotive since 1960. View jcautoparts.com.
We're back here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com as we're getting ready for the Class 2 District 6 Championship between the Monroe City Panthers and the Clark County Indians. The reigning two-time Crest Coach of the Year, David Kirby, joining us here. And Coach Kirby, looking for a third straight district championship. This won't be the first in Class 2, however. Evaluate your Panthers coming into today's game.
The kids are really focused. We've had a good year, and the kids have really built off the success of the past couple years, and they're really trying to make the most out of this year. We're playing some pretty good football right now.
You guys have been getting used to kind of the winning culture at Monroe City. What would a third district championship in a row say about this program?
It would be a special, special thing, especially for this group of seniors. They've been very successful as starters. Most of them have started for 3 years now. And for them to go out and be able to win a district title would be a really nice achievement for them. They're a hardworking group, and it's just just an exciting feeling that we get that opportunity to go do that or go attempt to do that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit about the offense and where things kind of stand right now with this Monroe City team. It had its ebbs and flows a little earlier in the year, but then the running game has really gotten going here over, probably the past five or six games. What's been the big thing on the offensive line that's really allowed Keenan Batzel, Zach Osborne, Antoine Battle, and Gage Bottoms to all get some space?
I think one of the big things is just how the offensive line has gelled together over the last few weeks. We had to replace five of the seven starters, including our two tight ends from last year, and that takes time. Those kids really worked hard in the off season, and throughout the year you've started seeing them really mature and be a very successful group, a very cohesive unit, and that's been kind of the big thing for us is now that they understand each other's strengths and understand each other's weaknesses and where they need to, be a little bit more fundamentally sound. They've really stepped their game up, and that's opening up more holes and allowing our our running backs to be very aggressive through those holes. And, you know, we do have a dynamic group of running backs, and once they see a crease and they give a step, they can be very dangerous.
And then flipping to the other side of the ball, talking about your defense, you have the Clarence Cann Defensive Player of the Year, John Saxbury. He's had a heck of a senior season. What makes that kid so special?
I think it's just the knowledge of the game. You know, he's a very big student of the game. He understands how to play aggressive. It doesn't hurt that he's a big kid. You know, he's about 6'2" and about 285 pounds, and he's really worked his way into some really good shape for football. You know, he's quicker off the ball. He's gotten a lot stronger this year, and when you add that to his knowledge of what we're trying to accomplish with our defensive game plan, he's a very dynamic player, and he's very selfless. You know, he's going to take on doubles and open up gaps for our linebackers to flow through. He's just very, very talented, and we're very blessed to have a kid like that on our team.
It's got to help as well. It really kind of disrupts everything on the line of scrimmage as well, I assume.
It sure does. You know, he causes a lot of mismatch problems, and, you know, that allows our defense to, you know, we can work around him through some things, and we run some different blitzes with him. And because he, you know, he understands where he needs to be in positioning, he allows us to do a lot of things and be creative, and it really makes it a really fun experience for a lot of kids.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And kind of bridging in with kind of the defensive line, they're going to be taking on a pretty good Clark County quarterback who is named second-team All-Clarence Cannon Conference player in London Brook. What really stands out about the Clark County quarterback, Coach?
He's very dynamic, both in the run game and the passing game. He makes really quick decisions, and he puts defenses under a lot of stressful situations. You know, he stresses them with his arm and his legs, and we're going to have to be very assignment sound if we want to try to slow him down this evening.
And let's talk about it on the offensive side, since you mentioned about being assignment sound is going to be a big thing defensively. You guys have had a lot of success against this Clark County defense. What's going to be the big thing that you're going to continue to emphasize and get in our district championship?
Our big thing is, can we get off the ball fast? You know, we might be undersized in some spots, but we're pretty quick, and that's our big thing is, can we get off the ball really fast? Can we follow our assignment and, you know, get our shoulder pads low and drive people back and give our running backs opportunities to make plays? And if we do that, you know, we can sustain drives and hopefully put ourselves in a position to compete for this title.
David Kirby, Monroe City coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach Kirby, always appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight. We'll talk postgame.
Hey, thank you guys very much.
District championships on the line tonight across Big K Country. In Class 2, District 6, it's Monroe City and Clark County. We'll get things kicked off next on 104.7.
Why do corn growers put their trust in Golden Harvest from Syngenta? Stock integrity, disease tolerance, excellent test weight, and the number one reason, yield. As a corn grower, put your trust in Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City. We have the knowledge to assist you in choosing the correct Golden Harvest corn variety from Syngenta that will best work in our region and on your soil type. Farmers Elevator and Golden Harvest Corn, two names you can trust for the best yields possible. This is Marlon McCormick at Farmers Elevator in Monroe City, reminding you to book your Golden Harvest seed today.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
London Brook, number 17 is Kyle Anderson, and number 64 is Kyle Galbraith. Captains for the Monroe City Panthers, number 14.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Monroe City Clark County broadcast possible. Roby Building Supply. Our Monroe City R1 School District, J.C. Collision Repair, J.C. Automotive Repair, J.C. Auto and Truck Parts, and J.C. Parts City, Monroe City Manor Care Center, LaRue Insurance Agency, Tri-County Tire, your Husqvarna and Yokohama dealer, Farmers Elevator Exchange, all of Monroe City. Grandma's Country Music Show, just north of Florida, Missouri. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, locations in Cahoga, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Green Valley Seed of Cahoga, Ott's
Auto Supply, Macon Atlanta State Bank, and Macon and Monroe City. Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Sheraton Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. Science Trigger, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. And Austin Ward is going to, and Moberly Motors is going to sponsor our halftime. Austin Ward will have that. And as always, we nominate an outstanding player of the game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Raymond Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. You heard Mark Yeager, the Monroe City Public Address announcer, announce Clark County has won the toss, and they have elected to receive. Glad you could be with us on KRES Moberly and online at centralmoinfo.com. This is Class 2 District 6 Championship game. Clark County looking for their 18th district championship in school history. They won state title that came back in 2008. And meanwhile, Monroe City, they're looking for their 23rd district championship in school history. And they have three, the most recent coming last year. And they also have one in 94 and 96. Indians are wearing their away white uniforms with the red numbering and gray pants and gray helmet with the chrome red Indian logo on their head. And meanwhile, Monroe City in the home black uniforms, white numbering, black helmets, white pants, and the chrome gold Monroe City Panther helmet. Kicking things off, it will be Damian Holland for Monroe City, right to left on the radio dial. Beat is Connor Mack and also Spencer Gregory for the Indians. Here we go. Class 2 District 6 title game is underway. It's a little squibber, and it's going to be Mack on the return. Gets a block to his right, and then he'll be slammed to the ground by Monroe City's Keenan Batzel. And we'll see the Clark County offense for the first time in this contest. It's led by London Brunk, who is the second-team All-Clarence Cannon quarterback this season. He has 904 yards passing on the year, 64 of 153, 6 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. He's going to be an integral part of this Clark County offense tonight if they want to knock off the Monroe City Panthers. First and 10 here. Ball is on the 30. The lineup from the right hash mark with a single back man, that is going to be Spencer Gregory. Brunk in the gun. Now man in motion on the right side. This is Lastly. He will get the handoff. And now they make it up the middle, and it is going to be a read option. London Brunk going to go nowhere, and getting the tackle is Jaden Underhill for the Monroe City Panthers. It's going to be no gain on the play. And we'll go through the starting lineup here in just a moment. Here is a second and 10 here for Clark County. Shotgun snap and trying to blank out to the right side. This is intended to Dalton Albert, the wide receiver. That's going to be a little out of his reach. First and completion, and we're going to get a third and 10 now coming up. It's London Brunk at quarterback, Dalton Albert, Levi Summers, Kyle Anderson, the three receivers. Spencer Gregory, the fullback. Caleb Lastly is on our tailback. Chase Norton, Nick Gray, Kyle Goldbrick, Trevor Short, and Damian Scharfenberg are the line from left to right. Here's a third and 10 in the gun. It is Brunk, read option. They will go with the direct handoff, and Gregory's going to get about four on the play. And it is going to be about a six-yard gain and tackled by John Sexberry, and that's going to bring up fourth down. What will Clark County do?
Dana, four for Clark County, fourth down and
sixth
for the Indians.
They're going to show punt formation here. Blake Hayes, Zach Osborne, deep for Monroe City. Brunk is the punter. He is standing at the 30. Takes a snap, boots it into the cool Monroe City sky. Takes a bounce at the 40. Now gets a nice little trickle, and it'll be down at about the 33. So it'll be... It'll be about a 33 or so yard punt for Clark County. Now we'll see the Monroe City offense. Blake Hayes leads it for the Panthers. He picked up all-purpose second-team honors from the Clarence Cannon Conference this season. He does more damage on his legs, but he is able to make the pass as well. 404 yards, 7 touchdowns, 20 for 45, in the air, three touchdowns on the ground. On first and 10, they are going to go with the handoff to the bruiser, Keenan Batzel. And Batzel is going to gain about two on the play. It's going to be Spencer Gregory that gets the stop. They'll bring up a second and 7 now. They will line up in the wing, T2 in the backfield, under center. It is Hayes. Takes the snap, reads it over to Osborne, cuts to the right side, and Austin Mills. Zach Osborne with a head full of steam, and he will be brought down after a first down pickup by Dalton Albert. And Zach Osborne's first run is good enough for 6.
That's good enough.
And they will get us to the 45. The lineup on the left hash mark from the Clark County, or their own 45, but check that. In the backfield, this is Bottoms. Takes it to the left side, cross the 50, he goes, and then he'll be shoved out of bounds on the near side. That is Dalton Albert once again. He's been busy so far for this Clark County team, and it'll be a 6-yard pickup for the senior Bottoms. Taking a look at the Monroe City starting lineup, Hayes is your quarterback. Basil Osborne, Bottoms are the three featured tailbacks. Kayla Kendrick O'Brien, his birthday today, I might add, is a tight end along with Gatlin Bixel. And we've got Blaine Powder, Max Hayes, John Saxbury, Danny Dennison, Jaden Underhill on the line, left to right. They go in that 7 line scrimmage. Basil with the handoff, bullies his way for a first down and will be tripped up once again by Gregory and Albert. And it'll be a 12-yard gain and a first down for Monroe City. Batzel in the last game against Clark County rushed for 325 yards and had 4 touchdowns in the contest. That was a Week 8 matchup, which ultimately decided who got the top seed in this district. So here is a first and 10 from the 38. And it's going to be a read option once again. And the mishap exchange. It's Osborne that drops it. Clark County indicates they have it. We await from our referee. Travis Blankenship, and they do. Getting the recovery for Clark County is Jason Klein. The senior gets his first fumble recovery on the season. Full mishap between Haynes and Osborne. On Osborne on the handoff. It just went through his hands, and Klein was there to pick it up. So first turnover on the game belongs to Clark County. And Brunk is ready to go on first and 10 from the 37. On the read option, they will keep it as they had Lapsley that was also available, and he was flanking out to the right. Then he goes up the middle. Hunter Lilly, team-leading tackler from Monroe City, gets the stop. It's a 4-yard gain for Brunk. Monroe City defense is a 4-3 formation with Max Hayes and Danny Dennison on the ends with John Saxbury, the Clarence Cannon Defensive Player of the Year on the line with Jaden Underhill. The outside backers are Hunter Lilly, Gatlin Bixel, Damian Holland in the middle. On second and 6, they're going to go lastly with the handoff, and he's going to get nothing on the play. He was tackled by Lilly. And the corners are Blake Hayes, Kaelin Kendrick O'Brien, and then Lance Williams and Zach Osborne are your two safeties. So no game for Lasley, and it's actually Lilly that gets Max Hayes got the stop. Here's a 3rd and 6. Ball's on the Clark 41, right in the middle of the field. 2 to the right, 1 to the left, and here's the snap. It's going to be a direct handoff to Lasley, and he's going nowhere. Penetrating in on the play is Jaden Underhill, and it's going to be about 2 yards at best, and we'll get a punt coming up here in all likelihood from Clark County. So the defense stands tall for the Panthers, 2 possessions in a row. Osborne and Hayes once again deep for Monroe City. Here is the snap from Brunk, and it's a high one. Drawing to the right side, and it's going to die into the light glaze of snow that covers Lankford Field. And it'll be first and 10 coming up here for Monroe City on the 31. This Clark County defense has had a really good last two games. As a matter of fact, they have shut out their last two opponents. That would be Highland and also Palmyra, Clarence Cantor rivals for the Indians. They never had a shutout this season until that point. So they have been clicking on all strides, and they're going to try and pull the Monroe City offense that averages 378 yards a game. A lot of that's on the ground. On first and 10, they will hand it off to Keenan Basil with the draw to the left side, and the inside linebacker, Justin Webster, will spin him down after about the 6 or 7 yard gain, I should say. Basil now already has a total of 23 yards on the ground. Second and 2 coming up here for Monroe City on the 39. They line up with two in the backfield, Osborne and also Basil. Hayes under center with Bottoms flanking behind the right side end, and this is going to be a delayed handoff to Osborne. He trips over a pair of Panthers and some Indians, has enough for the first down, a hard-earned 7 yards for Osborne, and the Crest All-Star and All-Stater has the first down. He ran behind Danny Dennison and Jaden Underhill and also Gatlin Bixel, who got a good jump on the ball. And that's something Monroe City is really going to be keening on. Clark County might have a little bit of a size advantage, and they're going to quickly line up here after the gain by Osborne. Now this is going to be the sophomore Aaron Plum, and that's not fooling any of the Indians. Three of them on the stop right there as they snipped out the quick jet sweep to the left side. Tyler Walker, Justin Webster, and Nick Gray also in on the stop. No gain there for Plum, who is turning into be a nice complimentary back for the Panthers. So we take a look at the defense for Clark County. The 3-4, Nick Gray, Damian Sharpenberg are the two ends with Kyle Goldbrick as the nose. Now Monroe City changes things up on second and 9. We'll tell you the rest of Clark County lineup in just a moment. Play action, Hayes looking deep for Gatlin Bixel, who collected one pass and a touchdown last week in the semifinal against Bowling Green, a little bit overthrown and incomplete as Lashley was in coverage. Spencer Gregory and Trevor Shore are the outside linebackers for Clark County, with Justin Webster and Chase Klein on the inside. London Brunk, Dalton Albert, the two corners. Lashley is the safety, and Tanner Edelum is acting as a rover man tonight for Clark County. He plays as a linebacker, but he'll play out in coverage as well. We'll see him all over the field tonight. Here's a 3rd and 9 for the Panthers. They will try and go to Osborne on the right side, and quick pursuit by the Indian. Osborne's going to get one on the play. Tanner Edelum, the junior, 16 clearance cannon linebacker, is going to get the stop. 4th and 8 coming up for Monroe City. And that will bring in the sophomore Logan Bulick, who will punt for the Panthers. Deep is Connor Gray for Clark County. 5:28 to go here in the first quarter. Still no score, and Bulick puts it towards the right side. Gets a favorable bounce. This is going to be near the 10-yard line, and Clark County is just going to leave it alone and downing it. The field looks like that is Gage Bottoms, and Clark County is going to have a long field to work with here on their third possession of the game. We've already had one fumble. It was Zach Osborne and Blake Hayes that mishandled an exchange just past midfield. But so far, it's been a defensive struggle between these two teams. And the wind starts to pick up here at Langford Field. We're probably going to see a decent amount of blowing snow as, well, temperatures are expected to get into the lower 20s by the end of tonight. And on first and 10, they're going to hand it off and pick up about 9 on the play. That appears to be Lapsley. Lapsley is going to get about 13, or Lance Williams on the stop, and it's a first down for Clark County.
First down for the Indians.
They will line up with one to the right in the pistol formation, and tumbling his way forward is Lapsley again. Lastly, we'll get about 6, and he'll be tackled by Gatlin Bixel. the outside linebacker from Monroe City. Now the Panthers will, or the Indians, check that. We'll go three right, one to the left, in the gun. It is Brunk. Here's the snap. Quick toss to the left side. Spencer Gregory. Gregory gets a block before getting tackled by Hayes and Kendrick O'Brien, and he'll gain four on the play. First down for Clark County.
Tackle on the play by number 82,
KKO. So bring up another first down. Gregory now with a total of 12 yards on the ground. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Here's the snap, and they will go with the fake option, and this is going to be, looks like that is Gregory. He's got some space, finally getting pushed out of bounds, and that gets the Clark County bench on the far side of the field really animated. And it'll bring up the first down as Lance Williams shoved him out of bounds, a 35-yard gain on the play. Indian fan base really passionate here tonight, looking to right or wrong from week number eight in the gun. Here is Brunk, read option. Gregory cuts over to the left side, and he will be slammed backwards by Matt Hayes after a 3-yard gain. And Clark County moving the ball here. We'll get a second and about six from the 30-yard line of Monroe City.
Six also there.
So second and eight. Ball's on the left hash mark of the 30. And the gun once again is Brunk. Three receivers to his right. Gregory to his right. Gets the handoff. Tumbles his way for near the down marker. Might have slipped on the snow a little bit. And it's going to be Kayla Kendrick O'Brien on the stop. And it'll be a third down coming up, third and two. Third and two for Clark County. One receiver to the right. In the gun once again is Lastly and Brunk. And this time, in on the penetration, John Saxbury looked for the double team. And now they actually cut the toss. And a first down. It was a read option. As a matter of fact, Brunk took it, got the first. It fooled Saxbury, who thought Lastly had it, and Monroe City thought Lastly had it as well. So instead, it's going to be a 5-yard pickup and a first down for Clark County. Keeps the drive alive. They're now at the 25 of Monroe City from the left hash mark. 2:23 to go here in the first quarter. And the gun. Here is Brunk. They will hand it off to Lastly. Trying to cut the edge. Flag deploys in. Osborne will get the tackle and on the near side. And it looks like he's going to have maybe 1 yard gain at best. Damian Holland also in on the stop. And we're going to hear from our referee, Travis Blankenship, for the first time tonight. It is going to be a hold on Clark County. So that is going to negate a 10-yard. Or that's going to be a 10-yard penalty. We'll see where this is marked based on the spot. It looks like they'll bring about the second and 20. So Clark County will have a little bit of a longer field to work here on first and 20. Now they have to get to the 8 if they want to pick up the first. One of the game plans was going to be a little more of a run-heavy attack for this Clark County team. They got into some passing situations they weren't really looking forward to. And here's the first and 20. Brunk eyeing towards the near side as they were trying to find Levi Sommers. A little bit out of his reach. And then on the coverage is Kayla Kendrick O'Brien for Monroe City. But one of the things Ethan Allen was talking about in that first game was that the receivers are good enough for downfield blocks. And when they got in the third down situation, he kind of took the exception that he probably could have passed it a little more often. or could have run it a little more often, I should say. They got a little bit pass heavy, and that's one of the things we might see from this Clark County team, a little more run emphasis. Second and 20, and on the rush, trying to ID the end zone. London Brunk tips on down the sideline in the near side, 28 yards, and he's just out of bounds. The two side judges convened, and they said that it was not enough. 27 yards, first and goal from the one for Clark County.
At the 1 yard line.
So the Indians threatening to try and draw first blood here. They have 1 yard, minute 42 to go here in the first. Climbing up in the gun, this is Brunk. Takes a snap, trying to drag feet, get a lead block from his running back Lastly, and he's in for the Clark County touchdown. London Brunk from 1 yard out, and the Indians draw first blood in this last two District 6 championship. A good, patient drive from the Indians. Gets them on the board first. We're not going to see much two-pointers in this game, as a matter of fact. Probably won't see one at all. So this could be critical here in this game. And they'll line up in the I formation. Brunk in the gun, man in motion, is the fullback. Gregory takes the snap. Lastly, Reese gets a block, and he is going to be spun down by Lance Williams to John Saxbury before the goal line. So the two-point try is unsuccessful, but Clark County takes a 6-0 lead thanks to the one-yard run by London Brunk on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Need to cut through your to-do list? Come to Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City between September 15th and November 30th, where you can buy any 400 series saw and receive a $50 instant rebate. Husqvarna chainsaws are ready for yard work, fire cutting, and more. You can be ready for the season ahead. Stop by Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City today.
Check out the latest colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you'll find just the right color for your home or office. Benjamin Moore's Autumn in the Air palette captures the colors of the season just as the leaves begin to change. The sophisticated earthy trio of colors, powder sand, ranch wood, and jojoba, evoke a walk through the woods on the first day of fall. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
.138 to go here in the first quarter, and it's a squid kick for Clark County's London Brunk. On the return, it's going to be Blake Hayes trying to get a block onto the right side, and it runs into his own man. That is Lance Williams, and he is going to be tackled at about the 32. Connor Mack on the stop for Clark County. So the Indians, who won a district championship just 1 year ago, they were the fourth seed and made it all the way to the state semifinals before falling to Lafayette County, 45-22 in that semifinal. They are very primed in these kind of environments. Monroe City just won state championship 1 year ago. They will hand it off to Keenan Batzel on first and 10 from the 30 up the middle. And it looks like that's going to be Chase Klein on the stop for after a 3-yard gain for the junior. It was 1 year ago, Keenan Batzel, as a matter of fact, this is kind of his breakout game. In the district championship game against South Shelby 1 year ago, Batzel was a big story while now graduated running back Cole Pennywell was recovering from mono. Now here's a second and a 6. Batzel once again on the handoff will be tripped up by Spencer Gregory after the 4-yard gain. And right now, Clark County's defense is doing a good job getting to the Monroe City runners. Hayes has already attempted one pass. Now we get a quick whistle. Not sure what the delay was. Clock continues to run. 25 seconds to go. This is likely the final play of the first quarter.
Third and four on the read. It's Hayes with the keeper. Has no blockers, and he will be brought down close to the first down marker. Charging in on the play was Dalton Albert. It will be a 4-yard gain. Will they give him the first? They do. Just enough as Hayes was extending his arms near the 40-yard line and got the game. As Hayes' first carry, clock starts to wind, and this will, in all likelihood, be the final play of the first quarter. Clark County leads 6-0 as Monroe City quickly lines up, and they will do nothing with it. We'll be back in 1 minute on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Make in Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We asked Jim DeLashment why he chose Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City.
The friendly people are here, and I know a lot of people here. There's a lot of good friends here, and so that's one of the reasons I came here. So when I first come here, I was kind of pretty well run down, and I got into physical therapy, which really helped me out a tremendous. The staff worked so with me. Everybody pulled together around here to help each other out.
Stop in today and see for yourself why Jim DeLashment chose Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City. It could also be the quality care with love to share that they provide. View Monroe City Manor.
All right, ready to start the second quarter on Crescent Central, MoInfo.com. Clark County Indians lead Monroe City 6-0 in the Class 2 District 6 Championship game. The winner will take on either Blair Oaks or South Callaway. And last check, Blair Oaks is leading South Callaway by the score of 14-0. If Monroe City were to win, they would host Blair Oaks. And they would travel to South Callaway. If Clark County were to win, they would host either way. And again, they would host either Blair Oaks or South Callaway up in Cahokia. Here's a 1st and 10 here from the 40. Monroe City looking to get the offense going. Clark County's defense has been all over them. It's a handoff to Osborne, looking to get a lead block on the play. Cuts back to the inside. And he'll get all the way to about midfield. Rushed about 15 yards just to get about 10. And he'll be tackled on the play by Trevor Shore. And he'll bring up a 1st down for the Panthers. Osborne with 24 yards on the ground. He picked up his 2nd first-team clearance cannon honor last week. 2nd team All-Stater 1 year ago is Osborne as well. From midfield, here's the 1st and 10. Now Batchel will bruise his way through the Clark County defense, and he will be swallowed up by Jaden Bethel, backup defensive tackle. And 6-yard pickup for Batchel. Second and 3 from the 48. They quickly line up. Batchel once again on the handoff, and he doesn't go to the ground, but his momentum got stopped. And on the tackle, Dalton Albert for Clark County. And our 1st down for Monroe City. So far, the Panthers have been patient with their drives. And it looks like they're trying to get quickly lined up. They do so, Hayes under center, and now they quickly change formation. Clark County doesn't bait. Now they shift on the line. Here's the snap on 1st and 10. Batchel on the handoff, and Clark County is ready for it. 1 yard gain, and he will be stuck just past the line of scrimmage by Trevor Shore. Credit the Clark County defense. They've been doing a good job. Now moving around to the pre-snaps that Monroe City has been deploying here over these last 4 or 5 plays. And they haven't allowed a
big run yet. Here's the 2nd and 7 from the Clark 36. Two in the backfield, and they will go with Antoine Battle, and he's going to get hurdled 180 degrees with Dalton Albert on the ground, just lifted up his shoes, and Battle did a 180 flip, basically, and fell on his rear end after picking up 8. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw more of those in this game based on the turf conditions being a little bit meshy is probably how we would describe it. Here's a 3rd and 2. And it'll be Hayes on the delayed handoff, and now Batzel will get spun down near the line of, or near the first down marker, coming in like a missile of Spencer Gregory and Nick Gray. And now we're going to get an official timeout from Travis Blankenship, our referee, to get an official measurement of where this is placed. From the naked eye, it looks like they might have it from the nose of the football. They had to get to the 30-yard line, and the ball is on the nose of the 30-yard line. Most of it is behind it. So we get the look, and it's actually 4th down, 4th and inches. Obvious 4 down territory here for the Panthers, and already a big play in this game. This is where the line of scrimmage battle comes into play. Can Monroe City get the jump and use their physicality, or can Clark County get good penetration? They line up on 4th and inches. Hayes under center. And now a little bit of movement, and jumping the gun in the backfield was Battle for Monroe City, and it triggers a false start. Tough break for the Panthers, and now move them back 5 yards. They had a play lined up. They got lined up really quickly, and then the snap count was just a little bit off. So now it's going to bring up a 4th and about half, and talk about the difference on that spot. You're going from a first, from an inch, makes a difference from a first down, and now the false start, it makes it 4th and 6. 9:08 to go here in the half. Clark County leads Monroe City 6-0 in this Class 2 District 6 championship from the 35. Monroe City lines up in their wing tee, hands it off to Osborne, trying to find some space, and he's going nowhere. The Indians defense comes up with a stop, leading the charge. Chase and Klein. It's a turnover on down for the Indians. They brought the blitz, and Osborne had a wall of Indians as he was coming to the near side and trying to come upfield, a play he is very accustomed to. And the Indians answer the bell on 4th and 6. So now Clark County gets the ball back. They have not allowed a point in this entire district tournament. That streak continues as it's a read option. Brunk on the keeper has Hayes pressuring from behind and also Osborne ahead of him. He gets tackled. Now they say fumble. Or Monroe City indicating fumble, but the side judges say he was down by contact. As it was Hayes and Osborne that got the stop, it's a 5-yard gain for Brunk. Brunk with a total of 41 yards. 6 yards. We might see a decent amount of fumbles as well with this cold weather. Might freeze up some hands. We'll see how that transpires in the game. And now we are going to get a timeout called by Monroe City. Brock Idris, defensive coordinator for the Panthers, didn't like what he saw there on that formation. And he got the time off just in time with 8:10 to go in the half. So we talk a little bit about this Indians team. They lost a couple of key players in Zeb Riney and Jack Hunziger, who arguably two of the better Clark County players in team history. First-team All-Staters, as a matter of fact. They lose those pieces, but there are a lot of pieces that they kind of gained as well, according to Ethan Allen. You got a guy like Spencer Gregory and Caleb Lapsley, who really kind of took over the reins in the running game for the Indians. And then you have the returning general and London Brunk as well, who was a starter 1 year ago as a junior. Got a decent amount of balance, and then you got a couple guys like Dalton Albert and Kyle Anderson and Levi Sommers who all got a decent amount of playing time 1 year ago, although, albeit they weren't necessarily starters for the Clark County Indians, but they kind of earned their keep throughout the year, and they're very trusted, not just from a catching standpoint, but also from a blocking standpoint. You put all those ingredients together, and Clark County has a pretty good offense. Here's a second and four out of the Monroe City timeout for the Indians, and it's going to be Lapsley off the handoff, draws to the left, has three Panthers surrounding him, but staying on his feet, still turning the leg. He picks up probably about an extra 5 yards on that as Holland and Williams were struggling to bring down the senior running back for the Indians. And it brings up a Clark County first down. And with that run, Lapsley now has 70 on the ground. Now we are going to have a first and 10 from the Monroe 40. Read option, Gregory drops the middle into the heart of the Monroe City defense, and he will get stopped. And now we get Clark County pushing behind, trying to get him some extra yards, and he might have enough for a first down. Gregory probably had three or four Panthers surrounding him and kept turning the legs, and so far the Panthers have had a hard time bringing down the Clark County running backs on this drive, and it's going to be 9 on the play. A little bit of blowing snow starting to swirl around the Langford Field. From the Monroe 31 and the gun. Here is Lapsley. Reed. He's the keeper. Or Brunk, I should say. Check that. Up the middle has the first down. Gets about 10 on the play. Kayla Kendrick O'Brien on the stop for Monroe City. And it's another first down for the Indians. Ball now at the 20 of Monroe City. Indians looking to try and extend this to a two-possession lead. 6:40 to go here and a half. In the eye. Brunk hands it to Lapsley. Rushes to the right. Flag flies in. Now cuts up the field, and he will be tackled on the play for 6 yards. Blake Hayes on the stop. Let's wait and see what the hold is. It came from the backfield, so in all indications, it's going to be holding on Clark County, and indeed, it is. So they'll move them back about 5 yards. And they'll mark it probably at the 20. It looked like it happened at about the line of scrimmage, it looks like, and yeah, indeed it is. So it will be a second, or first and 20. For the Indians. Pretty good crowd here tonight at Langford Field for this district championship game. Weather certainly not a factor for these faithful. Good to see them braving the element. Here's a first and 20. Brunk looking for a lead block from his two tailbacks. Gets it. Still running. And he's going to be close to a first down that has about 18 on the play. He got lead blocks from Lapsley and Gregory as Holland makes the stop. And a good patient run. And it's actually going to be second and 9. That was actually the original line of scrimmage, so he gets 11 on the play. So now it's going to be a second and 9. And off the read, and it's going to be Brunk. Saxbury gets the loss on the play. And that brings the Monroe City crowd on their feet. They needed the play from the Clarence Cannon Player of the Year and the two-time All-Stater. Loss of 4 on the play. Third down coming up.
Third down at 12.
Another big play in this game for the Monroe City defense. Can they bend but not break? 5:28 to go and a half, 6-0 Clark County with the lead. But once again, The Indians are moving. They're at the 23, third and 12. To the left side of the field is Kyle Anderson. Three in the backfield, and now London Brunk saw the play clock winding down to zero, calls timeout, and that will be the first for Clark County. Meanwhile, this Monroe City team on the defensive side. They were expecting to get a decent amount of speed from this Clark County team, and we've definitely seen them. And they were one of the point of emphasis tonight was they were going to have to be physical on the line of scrimmage. And right now, on the course of the line of scrimmage, I'd have to say Clark County has been winning that battle, and give them credit. They've been off the ball really well. They got a pair of guys on that defensive line. Kyle Goldbrick, second team All-Clarence Cannon player this past year, and also got second place in the shot put in Class 2 this past May. So 270 frame. He's a guy to mess with. You don't want to mess with, as well as Damian Scharfenberg, the senior, 5'11", 275. And then you got Nick Gray, a 5'10", 210 senior. So you got a lot of size on that line if you're Monroe City. Now here's a quick toss on third and 11. Spencer Gregory's got nowhere to run. Read beautifully there by Gatlin Bixel on the Monroe City Panthers, and now fourth down coming up for Clark County. Max Hayes also on the stop for Monroe City, and it's going to be no gain. So now a fourth and 12, what do the Indians have drawn up in this situation? And again, as we mentioned, we'll see if it's going to be more of a run, which is Clark County's strength, or are they actually going to strike a pass? Logic says you try and pass it in this situation. We'll find out right now. Fourth and 12 from the 23. Monroe shows split. They back out of it. Here's the snap into coverage. Taking his chance deep. Brunk trying to find Dalton Albert, but in coverage was Lance Williams and Blake Hayes. And it's going to be a turnover on down. We do not have a complete pass yet. And now it'll be first and 10 for Monroe City from the 23. Low scoring game here. As you kind of expect tonight, it was going to probably be a defensive struggle between these two teams with the weather, the way it's shaping out to be. Turned out to be the case. Clark County looking to go 10 straight quarters with not allowing any points. Here's the first down and 10. Osborne on the handoff, and he is going to be tackled down low. And he took a little bit of an awkward fall as Caleb Lashley was coming in with a full head of steam. And that's going to be a 6-yard pickup for Osborne, who's a little bit gimpy after that play. And just like that, Monroe City is going to rotate two running backs in. Osborne's going to get a quick breather, and David Kirby, the offensive coordinator and head coach, is going to check in on his star senior running back. Second and 3 under center. Hayes, read option on the keeper. Trying to negotiate his way around a pair of Indians and trying to get the edge. Pursued well by London Brunk. Very fortunate not to take a hit there. Brunk was almost in an awkward position where he was going to run right into Hayes off of the sideline. He managed to get out of the way right off just in time. So after a 1-yard pickup, it's now 3rd and 1. Monroe quickly lines up Hayes and Ursera, 3 in the backfield. They line up, get the snap off, and it is going to be a battle at the line of scrimmage. Clark was ready for it. As Batchel gets the handoff, and we'll see where they mark this. Looks like it's going to be at the 31, and we might get another measurement. Now, this time, it looks like it's going to be short. But the chain gang on the far side of Langford Field is going to take a look at it, and we'll get the verdict here in just a moment. get lined up, and the down marker is already stretched beyond the football, so it looks like it's going to be fourth down. They place it down, and it's going to be about three-quarters of a yard. So an untimely penalty from the Panthers. Cost them a chance of getting a fourth down conversion. Now can they grab one here? Clock starts to wind. 3:22 to go in the half. Under center Hayes from the 30. Just being about a half a yard. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a little bootleg by Hayes. He's got plenty for the first, and now he is going to be slewed down on the play by London Brunk. He needed a half a yard. He got six. And it's a Monroe City first down. Keeps the clock running. And we're seeing a little more tempo with the Panthers as they quickly line up with three in the backfield. Hayes under center. They line up. Snap play action. Trying to go over to Bottoms and a little bit overthrown by Blake Hayes as they're trying to flank out the halfback Bottoms to the right side of the field and try and gather the first. And that is the second pass from the Panthers, and it's incomplete. They're 0 for 2, as is Clark County. 2:56 to go here in the half. Still 6-0 Clark County. Monroe City moving on their own 39. On 2nd and 10, under center Hayes. Three in the backfield once again. Clark County shows blitz, and they bring it. Bottoms gets the handoff. Takes it to the left side, escapes the blitz, and will get tripped up on the play by the first team Clarence Cannon cornerback, London Brunk. And it's a gain of 6 on the play for Bottoms. And another third down situation coming up here for Monroe City. From the 44. Under center Hayes again. They quickly line up. Battle man in motion. Gets the quick toss. With some speed. Antoine Battle. Now a fumble. And now it's picked up a little further down. Does Clark County have it? They're pointing. They do. And it appears they do so. But there is a penalty marker down on the play. It is holding on Monroe. They will decline it. Two turnovers and a penalty have cost the Panthers in this first half. And that means the Indians will take over. 2:17 to go in the half. Just shy of midfield. Going to tell who got the strip. It might have been Trevor Shore. The battle coming in on the quick toss. Fumbles it. Now on 1st and 10. Here is Lapsley, and he's going to get one on the play. A hard-earned one as Jaden Underhill will trip him up at midfield. Saxbury also in on the stop for the Panthers.
1 yard.
So another second down coming up for the Indians. From midfield, they need 9. And 49 to go in the half. And a shotgun. Front. Lapsley off the handoff to the right side. Lapsley with some space. Lapsley down the right side of the field. And he will be brought down from the left shoulder pad by Lance Williams. Another first down for the Indians. And they move the chain down the field, and now we're going to get a timeout from Monroe City just to talk things over here on the defensive side. It's going to be a 24-yard gain by Lapsley, and now he's closing in on 100 yards. Again, this game right now is being won on the line of scrimmage, ladies and gentlemen. Clark County is getting the jumps, getting the holes in the spaces on both sides of the ball, and they're effectively moving down the field. So 1:37 to go. Monroe State's going to get the ball to start the second half.
So we'll see if they can try and capitalize and extend that lead before the Panthers get the ball back to start the second half. A chilly night here in Monroe City. Temperatures are expected to get into the lower 20s into upper teens by the end of tonight. First and 10 here for Clark County from the Monroe 36. In the gun, it's Brunk. Read option, keeps it. Takes it to the right side. Gets about two on the play, and it'll be Gatlin Bixel on the stop. Brunk now with 62 yards on 10 carries. And a 20 to go in the half. And coming up in the Moberly Motors halftime report, Austin Ward will have it for you, as well as Stephen Holstein. One of those two, I believe it's going to be Austin that will be doing it. And the gun here is Brunk. They'll hand it to Lapsley. Tries to rush it over to the right side. Looking for the strip was Damian Holland. And they get shoved out of bounds. Stops the clock. But anyway, we'll have highlights from our other three games tonight we have on our regional radio airways. That includes Moberly Southern Boone on Quick. On Glory, it's West Grand and South Shelby. And then on Kirk, it's Marceline and Penny. A team, as a matter of fact, Penny face to win their last state championship in 2016 to these very Monroe City Panthers. Sorry, that is a sore subject for you Panther fans. Here is a third and seven now on the read. Lapsley had some space, trying to cut around, and Osborne in good position, staying with him the entire way, and was not going to allow Lapsley to get around, and forces him out of bounds. And it's going to end up being a loss of two on the play. Fourth down coming up for Clark County as they're at the 24. They go with two to the right in the pistol formation, as a matter of fact, as they got three to the right. And the gun is front, Gregory to his right. Here's the snap. Rolls out to his right, and now we get a flag on the play. Or now, actually, yeah, we do have a flag on the play as it was blown dead, and it's going to be a false start on the Indians. So that's an untimely fourth down penalty for the Indians, and that will move them back 5 yards to make it fourth and 13. They're at the 30. They're taking their time, and now we get a quick official timeout. Looks like the umpire is quickly drying off the pigskin. And now we're going to get a little more time on the clock. It's going to be 59.1 seconds on the clock as there's probably about a good, a little over 4 seconds shaved off. That wasn't necessarily supposed to be shaved off, so they were quickly trying to get that acclimated. That's now corrected. 30. And in the gun on 4th and 14, it is Lapsley with two receivers to the right. Quick toss. It's going to be a little trickery. It's a pass deep, and a caught touchdown, Clark County. Caleb Lapsley on the toss, down deep to Kyle Anderson. 30 yards, and the Indians go up 12 to nothing. No one in the vicinity for the defense of Monroe City caught them off guard, and Lapsley has his first passing touchdown of the season. A big play, and a gutsy one on 4th and 12. Two-point try coming up. One to the left, and the gun, Brunk. Looking for a lead block. Gets it from Lashley. Looking for the end zone. He's got it. 14-0, Clark County with a big-time touchdown with a little trickery on the play. We'll be back in 1 minute on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com for kickoff.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues With the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website, MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Clark County getting ready to kick things off here. A little under a minute to go here in a half, and the running back, Caleb Lapsley, tosses one 30 yards to Kyle Anderson, and it's going to be a squibber on the kickoff, and going down, it looks like that is going to be Antoine Battle from the 35. See what the Panthers are going to do. They have one timeout, but anyway, credit Ethan Allen, the Clark County offensive coordinator, head coach, for calling that on fourth down. And I like the play call as well. You didn't have a situation where if you were going to turn the ball over, then they're going to be pinned pretty back. So it was kind of a low-risk, high-reward kind of play. It was going to be fourth and long either way, so you might as well take a shot at the end zone, show something that hasn't been on film pretty much all year, and they executed to a T. And now they're up 14-0. Now under center, here's Hayes. They'll hand it off to Zach Osborne. He takes it over to the right side. Nothing doing for the Panthers. And it's going to be Kyle Goldbrick on the stop. 32 seconds, and Aaron Plum now checks in the game for Gage Files. Let's see if we get one final play. They quickly line up on the 43. Now show a little bit of motion. Hayes under center. They do. Plum on the end of the round. Going to be brought down. Coming in from the behind and getting the tackle. Jason Klein, and that is going to do it for the first half. The second seeded Clark County Indians shut out the high-octane Monroe City offense, and the Indians faithful come to their feet, elated with that first half. And for 10 straight quarters, the Indians have not allowed a point in this district playoff run. Coming up is the Moberly Motors halftime report. Austin Ward will have all the highlights from the game that we have on our regional radio airwaves. We'll be back in about 15 minutes on CrescentCentralMoinfo.com as you're listening to the Class 2 District 6 Championship game on KRES Moberly and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you need auto parts, shop Ott's Auto Supply in Cahoka. Independently owned and operated, the team at Ott's is driven to give you the hometown customer service you want with the quality products you need. And if they don't have it in stock, they'll be happy to order it for you. Most orders arrive the next day. In addition to a full line of CarQuest auto parts, Ott's Auto Supply builds hydraulic hose assemblies for tractors, dump trucks, forklifts, land movers, and more. Stop by 239 South Johnson Street or give Ott's Auto Supply of Cahoka a call, 660-727-3646 today.
This is Marlon McCormick at Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City. When you plant soybeans, you want them to start strong, grow strong, and yield strong. That's exactly what Golden Harvest Soybeans by Syngenta offer you. Through Syngenta's extensive research and development, Golden Harvest soybean varieties offer the best-in-class genetics and the latest traits to help you break through yield barriers. Golden Harvest varieties offer built-in tolerance and resistance to yield robbers, so you'll grow more beans. Contact Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City today for your Golden Harvest soybeans.
There's an extra special guest at Grandma's Country Music Show on November 17th, straight from Springfield, Missouri, special appearance by Dave Perryman. This Saturday will offer a real good time at Grandma's Country Music Show from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is $15 for this show only. Call ahead for tickets or info at 573 672-3202. Don't miss this special appearance by Dave Perryman at Grandma's Country Music Show, located 3 miles north of Florida on Highway 107. Call for tickets at 573-672-3202.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green and Monroe City, your authorized McCormick tractor dealer, has a series of rugged, dependable, and versatile McCormick tractors. The McCormick X7 series tractors, from 143 to 212 horsepower, they're built to work in any environment, including yours. The new X7 series offers innovative design to maximize comfort, convenience, and performance. Get your new McCormick X7 series tractor at Meyer Implement in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is always appreciated.
A Moberly touchdown!
And that's where we set at halftime, the score in that one, 6-6. On Kress, it was under Brunk with 1:38 to go in the first quarter. They gave Clark County the first lead.
Trying to drag feet, get a lead block from his running back Lapsley, and he's in for the Clark County touchdown. London Brunk from 1 yard out, and the Indians draw first blood in this Class 2 District 6 championship.
And again, late in that first half, Clark County scored again. So Clark County, a 12-0 lead over the defending Class 1 state champions in Monroe City. On Kirk, with 3:40 to go in the first quarter, a sign of things to come. Penny struck first.
Pistol for Cook. Handoff. Morrow walks into the end zone. A 1 yard touchdown run by the sophomore Sawyer Morrow. And Penny goes up 6-0 with 3:40 to go in the first.
That put Penny up 7-0. Late in the first quarter, it was Ryan Cook to Connor Cavanaugh that gave Penny some separation.
Cook, high snap. He keeps it himself off to the left. This time throws in the end zone. And it's a touchdown caught by Connor Cavanaugh. Nice job by Cook holding on to it as long as he could. He saw the defense coming, and he just flipped it out to Cavanaugh in the back of the end zone for 6.
Point after was no good. That gave Penny a 13-0 lead. A Marceline turnover allowed Penny to get back on the board again 20 seconds later.
Cook, a high snap, corrals it and brings it down for Morrow. Up the gut, inside the 10, inside the 5, still turning the feet, into the end zone. That's a touchdown by Sawyer Morrow.
And late in that half, Marceline and Penny both getting scores. So the score in that one nearing halftime on Kirk, 25-7. Marceline, 4 turnovers in that first half. On Glory, we've already had a halftime show there. They are getting ready to head to the second half. But with 6:51 to go in the half, Colby Dale got the Hornets on the board.
Young will take the snap, rolls out to his left, keeps himself. Now pitches at last second. It's a good pitch, and up the far sideline, Colby Dale's got some room, stays on his feet, and he stayed in bounds apparently down the far sideline, and he's going to beat everyone. It's a touchdown. Colby Dale takes it 74 yards for the first score of the game.
Point after, no good. Another big running play came late in the half, this one by Alex Young.
Young out of the pistol, takes the snap. Keeps himself looking to get outside. He's got some room. He's got a first down and more. Slipping out a would-be tackler, still on his feet. He's going to dive for the pylon. Touchdown, Westrand. A 30-yard run by Alex Young puts Westrand up 12-0 with 1:09 remaining in the first half.
That's where we set as we enter the second half of that one on Glory 97.3, 12-0. Westrand a lead. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, look at other area scores. This is the halftime show listening on Information Radio Quicks and Superstation Crest.
There's an extra special guest at Grandma's Country Music Show on November 17th, straight from Springfield, Missouri, special appearance by Dave Perryman. This Saturday will offer a real good time at Grandma's Country Music Show from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is $15 for this show only. Call ahead for tickets or info at 573-672-3202. Don't miss this special appearance by Dave Perryman at Grandma's Country Music Show, located 3 miles north of Florida on Highway 107. Call for tickets at 573-672-3202.
From tune-up to rebuilding and installing a transmission, the goal of JC Automotive Repair in Monroe City is to provide you with the highest quality repair service and products. JC's ASE-certified professionals keep in stride with new manufacturer specifications and the mechanical aspects of your auto or truck. JC Automotive Repair uses the latest technology to repair your vehicle with the industry's leading Snap-on auto diagnostic system. Their computerized wheel alignment rack produces factory position adjustments to your vehicle for the safety of you and your family. JC Automotive Repair in Monroe City for all things automotive since 1960. UJCAutoParts.com.
Welcome back on Information Radio Quicks and Superstation Crest. This is the halftime show. We'll go over other area scores right now at halftime of your game on Quicks. Southern Boone and Moberly tied at 6. Class 1 District 8 on Kirk. Penny up 25-7 over Marceline. Class 1 District 6, we mentioned on Glory. Westran up 12-0 over South Shelby. That one is headed to the second half. Class 1 District 5, Fayette leading Sweet Springs 14-0. Class 2 District 6 on Crest. Clark County a 12-0 lead over Monroe City. Class 2 District 5, Blair Oaks 21-0 over South Callaway. Class 4, District 4, Hannibal leading Fort Zumwalt East 7-3. Class 5, District 4, Battle leading Timberland 7-0. And Class 6, District 2, Blue Springs leading Rockbridge 7-0. That's a look at highlights and scores on Superstation Crest and Information Radio Quicks. We'll send it back out to Monroe City with Scott Lunte on Crest. Send it back to Dr. Larry K. Knoll, Spartan Stadium, with Eric and Brad on Information Radio Quicks. This has been your halftime show. We'll send it back out to your games. You're listening to Superstation Crest and Information Radio Quicks.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Albert Carson likes living at Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City. He wanted to inform you of how he personally feels about living there.
In general overall, the help's all good and the meals are good and the place is nice and clean. I just like everything, you know. And the nurses are good. I would recommend it big time.
Quality care with love to share. That's what Monroe City Manor Care Center in Monroe City offers their residents. Visit MonroeCityManor.com.
Ladies, you deserve a night out, and Seidenstrickers is just the place for you. Join us for our Ladies' Night November 14th at our Kirksville store. Enjoy appetizers, beverages, and prizes, plus save 20% on our wide selection of John Deere toys, tools, and merchandise. Perfect for everyone on your holiday shopping list. Mark your calendars for a night of fun and savings at Seidenstrickers Ladies' Night, Wednesday, November 14th in Kirksville from 5:30 to 7:30. Visit Seidenstrickers.com for all the Ladies' Night details.
Go Panthers! The Monroe City R1 School District is proud of their Monroe City Panthers with hard work and long, hard hours of practice for the players. The team effort doesn't stop there. The parents and fans have been right there cheering the Panthers on. Team spirit is alive and thriving in the Monroe City School District. Students work hard, set goals, but take time to enjoy the extracurricular activities that you're involved in through your high school career. Monroe City R1 continues to cheer for student athletes in everything they strive to do. Go Panthers!
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Welcome back on Superstation Crest. We're going to burn a little bit more time before we send it back out to Scott in Monroe City, so we'll take a look at what else we've got coming your ways in the next week or so on regional radio. It's a busy time of year, as tomorrow we'll have Truman football visits Missouri S&T kick, or excuse me, pregame for that one. We'll start here on Crest at 12:10. Brad will have the call of that one. Mizzou football welcomes in Vanderbilt. We'll have that one on Quicks AM and FM pregame starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. And Cedarville is at Truman for men's basketball. Eric will have the call of that one. That one pregame starting at 2:45. On Kirk. Sunday, the Chiefs welcome the Arizona Cardinals to Arrowhead. Pre-game of that one will start at 11 on Kirk. And the Lady Greyhounds welcome Southeastern Illinois. Pre-game for that one will start at 2 o'clock on Quicks. JV will have that one. Next week, the Truman women host Missouri Western. That's on Tuesday. That one pre-game will start at 5:15 here on Crest. Brad will have that one. Thursday, we'll have the girls' tip-off show here on Crest. I'll actually host that one. That'll be from 5:30 to 10 o'clock on Thursday. Next Friday, Mizzou basketball versus Kennesaw State at the Paradise Jam. Pre-game of that one will start at 2 o'clock on Kirk. And also the Greyhounds against Independence of Kansas. That one on Quicks AM and FM. Pre-game at 4:50. JB on the call of that one. And the Truman men will be at Northwest Missouri State on Crest. 6:45 pre-game. Brad have the call of that one. And then, of course, we'll have quarterfinal state football. Who knows what will happen there, but we will have games for you next week, whether that be on Friday or Saturday. We will let you know. And then Mizzou and Tennessee football, if a station is available, we'll have that one. And also from the State Fair Classic, the Greyhounds versus Allen County of Kansas. That will be pregame at 4:50 on Quicks with JB on the call. We will take another break. We'll send it back out to Monroe City. Scott Lunte, you'll have your second half here on Superstation Crest.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition. And that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles. Schedule service. Get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search, and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Welcome back to Lankford Field, and thank you, Austin, for the Moberly Motors halftime report. We've still got about 4 or so minutes before the start of the second half, so while we got a quick moment, let's take a look at how we got here. 14-0, Clark County leading as number 2 seed over Monroe City. It was the one-yard run by London Brunk. It's about a minute 38 to go in the first quarter, which put the Indians up 6-0, and then a little trick play late in the half for Clark County on 4th and 13. It was a quick toss to the running back, Caleb Lastly. And then he tossed it 30 yards to Kyle Anderson. Two-point try was good, and that's how we got to the 14-0 score. First half stats, let's take a look at them. Caleb Lastly leading all runners with 91 yards on the ground on 11 touches. London Brook right behind him with a total of 62. Spencer Gregory with 25 on 5 touches. And then the one pass Caleb Lapsley, 30 yards to Kyle Anderson. Meanwhile, for Monroe City, they've been moving the ball, but they're losing in the turnover battle, 2-0 to Clark County. Kaden Batzel with 53 yards, Zach Osborne with 32, Blake Hayes with 11, Gage Bottoms with a total of 12 yards, Antoine Battle with 11, and 10 yards for Aaron Plum. Blake Hayes does not have any completed passes in this game. Let's quickly thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. We have a partner from Roby Building Supply, actually, right behind us that is a proud sponsor of this broadcast. He's also supported by Monroe City R1 School District, JC Closure Pair, JC Automotive Repair, JC Auto and Truck Parts, and JC Parts City, Monroe City Medical Care Center, LaRue Insurance Agency, Tri-County Tires, your Husqvarna and Yokohama dealer, Farmers Elevator Exchange, all in Monroe City. Grandma's Country Music Show, just north of Florida, Missouri. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Green Valley Seed of Cahokia, Hot Auto Supplies, Macon Atlanta State Bank of Macon and Monroe City, Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, online. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Sinestricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. We'll be back on CrestonCentralMoInfo.com in about 1 minute for the second half of the Class 2 District 6 championship game between Monroe City and Clark County, where the Indians currently lead 14-0.
Located in the middle of farming country, LaRue Insurance Agency in Monroe City is dedicated in serving your insurance needs for your farm or ranch. Whether it's machinery, buildings, livestock, crops, home, or farm and ranch liability coverage, LaRue Insurance Agency in Monroe City can help protect your investment and your family's future by selecting from several leading companies the correct insurance coverage for you. This is AJ Cooper. Incorporate your auto insurance with other policies and you'll save more at LaRue Insurance Agency, a trusted choice company in Monroe City. Ensuring your future.
Green Valley Seed, located in Cahokia, Missouri, is your local seed distributor and proud supporter of the local and regional farmers. Green Valley offers a complete line of seed products, from forages and cover crops to corn, soybean, and wheat varieties, plus varieties for lawn and activity field applications. The Valley strives to keep up with the ever-changing agricultural industry by providing the best products available, along with knowledge on new trends and management practices. Call 800-748-7943 or visit www.gvc.com. Green Valley Seed Company of Cahokia, your regional cover crop specialist.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
Back here at Lankford Field, where it is the Monroe City Panthers and the Clark County Indians. Scott Luntze here. And right now, Clark County leads 14-0 as we get ready to start the second half. Yeah, for those just joining us, Monroe City is in their home black uniforms with white numberings, black helmets, and the gold Panther helmet on the side. They are going to get the ball to start things out in this second half. Meanwhile, Clark County is in their away white uniforms, gray pants, red numbers, and black trimming around and with the gray helmet. The winner will take on the South Callaway Blair Oaks winner in the quarterfinal next Saturday. And as of last check, Blair Oaks leads 42-0 over South Callaway at the half. And they are going to be arguably one of the Class 2 favorites, ranked number one in the state. It's going to be a squib kick by London Brunk, and it's going to be covered by Damian Holland, and he's just going to fall to the ground for Monroe City, and they will start things out here from the 30-yard line. So, again, the Panthers have been methodically moving the ball relatively well in this game, but a couple of key turnovers, which halted their drives and also an untimely penalty on fourth and inches stalled another one of their drives. And this is a Panther team that put up 44 against these Indians just 4 weeks ago. Here is a first and 10. It's going to be Osborne trying to spark some life into the Monroe City offense. Squirts his way through the line of scrimmage, and then he'll be slammed down on the play by Chase and Klein, the inside linebacker. That's going to be a gain of 8 on the play. Dalton Albert also on the stop for Clark County, and I'll bring up a 2nd and 9, or a 2nd and 1, I should say. Panthers quickly line up to the line of scrimmage on their own 39. One receiver left, 3 in the backfield, Hayes under center. Take the snap. It's going to be a read to Fassel up the middle. He's got the first. It's 6 and a first. Justin Webster on the tackle. It'll be a first down. Ball's at the 46 on the right hash mark. They quickly line up once again on 1st and 10. Now man in motion is Gatlin Bixel, the right tight end. And now they'll just hand it up in the middle. Keenan Batzel bullies his way for 4. Spun down by the outside linebacker, Trevor Shore. 3. And it'll be a 3rd and 6 coming up. Both teams looking to make it consecutive quarterfinals. As a matter of fact, the Panthers looking to go 3 straight quarterfinals. The team Mark Twain in the district championship 2 years ago, Sal Shelby last year. Batzel off the handoff, a 2nd and 7 up the left side, and it will be a 7-yard pickup, and it'll be a 1st down. Batzel's been a busy man tonight. 1st down, M-O-N. They're trying to keep him involved in this offense. 1st and 10 from the 44. 2 to the right, and it's going to be a direct handoff to Batzel, who pulled no one. And now Hayes looks over at his head coach, David Kirby, to say, how the heck are we going to assault the Clark County defense? 3 yards on the play as Webster gets to stop the sophomore. 2nd down and 8 coming up. Ball on the 43 of Clark County from the left hash mark. Monroe changes things up with 2 in the backfield. Quickly line up Hayes. Delayed handoff here is Bottoms. Bottoms over a couple of Indians, and he will be tumbled down by Lapley. 10 yards and a 1st down for the senior. It was a fake handoff to Batzel on the initial handoff, and then he ended up getting the block. And then right behind was Bottoms, and he gets 10. 1st and 10 from the 30 now. 3 in the backfield once again for the Panthers, and this is going to be Keenan Batzel. Gets stopped on the play by Albert and then tangled up about 1 yard further by Chase and Klein. Gain of 6. Second and 4 now. Panthers trying to get on the board here. Hayes under center. Osborne and Batzel in the backfield. And this is going to be a handoff to Osborne and read beautifully by the Indian defense. They got to jump on the line of scrimmage. Busted up the line. Trevor Shore disturbing on the play. He has 61 tackles coming into tonight's game, 20 of them solo. And it's going to be a 1 yard loss on the play. 3rd and 5. Third and 4 coming up. 4. We're in the backfield once again for Monroe. Now 2 as they shift Osborne. Under center Hayes. Double handoff. It's to Bottoms. off the initial handoff from Osborne. Pimples his way for a first. Bottoms getting a little more active in the offense, and perhaps they saw a little mismatch between Bottoms' second carry of this drive. 10-yard pickup and a first down.
M-O-N.
They get it to the 25. Quickly line up once again. From the 15, under center, it takes the snap. Goes back over to Bottoms, and this time the Indians defense sniffs it out. Then the tackle is David Lemon, the backup outside linebacker, and Spencer Gregory. 1 yard gain off the rush to the left. So this is a Gage Bottoms drive, it appears to be, for Monroe City. 7:45 to go in the third quarter, 14-0 Clark County. They will go with two in the backfield once again. Hayes with seven on the line. Snap. It's going to be a read. The Batchel takes it up the left side, pummels into the snow, and comes up after a 7-yard pickup. Webster on the stop for Clark County.
Third and three
from the 14. One receiver to the left. That's Kalen Kendrick O'Brien Osborne behind the left side end. Bombs and Batzel on the backfield. And this is going to be a draw up for Keenan Batzel. And it looks like he's got enough for the first off of the 4-yard gain. Tackle made by Chasen Klein and Vic Gray. Or actually, no, they said he was short. Looked like a 4-yard pickup. It was actually only a 2. So instead, it's 1st and 10. It's going to be 4th and 1. From the 9, Hayes under center. Looking to jump. Clark County trying to show blitz. They do. Batzel right up the gut. Looking for the end zone. And now they say fumble. Ball might have come out, and it did. Clark County has it. The third fumble for Monroe City. They get the first down, but they lose the ball. And getting the strip, Justin Webster. We knew weather was going to play a factor in this game. And boy, Clark County's mission has been to go strip the ball. And so far, it has paid dividends. And that is a backbreaker for the Monroe City offense. However, it is a 97-yard field for the Indians. And it's going to be Lapsley on the handoff. He barely gets tripped up. And thankfully, he got tripped up. Just if Kalen Kendrick O'Brien did it. It was going to take one play to go 97 yards for a touchdown. But nevertheless, some breathing room for the Indians. And now, off of 2nd and 10, they'll go with another handoff for Lapsley. Our 10-yard gain and a first down for the Indians. And with those two runs, it's now 116 yards on the ground, unofficially for Lapsley. 14-0, Clark County with the lead on the road against the reigning Class 1 state champion. On 1st and 10, in the gun, Lapsley tripped up. John Saxbury getting involved for the Panthers. And that's going to be one-yard loss on the play. Second and 11 now. Turnovers have been the difference. We were looking at a pair of touchdowns, perhaps, for the Panthers. Showing blitz. They go over to Lapsley. It's about 2. Good pursuit by the Panthers, and it's going to be Blake Hayes on the stop. It'll be a third and eight coming up. Panthers looking for a stop on the defensive side. They will line up with seven on the line with one receiver to the left in the gun as front, and a fullback and a tailback. It looked like they were trying to fake the punt. See if Monroe City was going to try and bait on it, but it's third and eight, and they're going to hold them up at about the 36. It'll be a pickup of about six. It'll bring up fourth and two. Mac Hayes on the tackle for Monroe. So will they go for it on fourth and two? You could go either way. Might be a little bit of risky business. They might show the look of they might go for it, or we might see a pooch punt. In the gun, it's Brunk. They show blitz, and now Brunk checks out of the play as they saw Holland coming in, and now they change it up. Here's the snap. Brunk on the keeper, and he's going to be stopped at the line. Monroe City gets a big stop and take back over on down. Coming in like a missile from the middle linebacker position, Damian Holland and Hunter Lilly. And you got to credit Jonathan Saxbury as well for opening up the hole. To allow the Panther linebackers to get the finish. And that was something we mentioned, or David Kirby mentioned during the pregame for those who didn't hear it. He used his defensive player of the year, and he takes on some double teams and opens up some holes for the linebackers to come in and clean up. That's been big for this Panther defense. On the delayed handoff, it's Gage Bottoms on a first and 10, and it looks like the Panthers might have found something in this Clark County defense, and they're trying to take advantage of it by handing it off to Gage Bottoms. He had a total of two carries in the first half. He's already doubled that in 9 minutes in this quarter. There's 3 minutes to go in the third. Second and six from the 36. Under center, Hayes. And this time he's going to be, it was an option. Hayes keeps it. They're trying to get the plum. He takes a spill. Hayes manages to grab it out of his hands, and there's just nothing working there on that entire play as the Indians brought the house. And that's going to be a loss of five on the play. They'll bring up a third down for Monroe City. Third and 10 from the 41. Hayes under center. Three in the backfield. And this is going to be Bottoms. Now he hands it over to Osborne. Over in the middle he goes. Osborne breaks the tackle. Now they toss it. Hayes up the right side into the end zone. A touchdown. But it may have been a forward pass. It may have been a forward pass, which will negate the touchdown. It was well ahead of the line of scrimmage. And this is in all likelihood going to come back. They tried to go with the double lateral. And we'll see what Travis Blankenship says. If they deem no foul, Monroe City's on the board. And it is an illegal forward pass on Blake Hayes. Or on Zach Osborne, I should say. So the Panthers show a little bit of trickery themselves trying to go with the hook and ladder. The only problem was the pass was forward instead of backwards. If you toss that backwards, then that's a touchdown. They're going to say it's a loss of down. It'll be a five-yard penalty, and it'll be a fourth and eight. Clock starts to wind. Now Monroe City on fourth and seven from the 39. Under center, Hayes. Play action to the left side. Flush out. Feeling a little bit of pressure. Now trying to throw it in, and it's incomplete. Intended receiver was Gage Bottoms, was deflected on the play. by Caleb Lashley, and Clark County takes back over. It'll bring up a first and 10 now for Clark County. 2:33 to go here in the third quarter. 14-0. Clark County, the number 2 seed in this district, looking to collect their 18th district championship in school history. They're 14 minutes away from doing just that. First and 10 from the 38. Brunk in the gun. One in the backfield. That's Lapsley, and it's going to be Brunk on the keeper. Takes it to the right side. There are four Panthers in surrounding him, and he'll get pushed out of bounds. 2-yard gain. Good pursuit on the play by Gatlin Bixel and Blake Hayes. We've been seeing Clark County run the ball a little more often here in this game, and has certainly paid dividends. Two Clarence Cannon teams duking it out for trip to the quarterfinal. Second and 5 from the 44 is Clark County. It will be Lapsley on the handoff. Draws up the middle near the first down marker. He has it. He gets 6. Saxbury, number 69 for the Monroe City Panthers. Traps him down at midfield, but it's good enough for a first. From the 50. First and 10 for Clark County. One receiver left. One in the backfield. That's Lapsley with a fullback, Spencer Gregory. It's going to be a direct handoff to the tailback. Lapsley negotiates his way for 5 and spun down by Pixel and Lilly. That's a 16 touch for Lapsley in this game. Second, a short 5 for Clark County as they get back into Monroe City territory. Can the Monroe City defense try and even up the turnover count against Clark County? So far, they trail in that department 3-0. The keeper by London Brunk. He's got the first. Going to take a shoulder from Lance Williams in the chest. And it's enough to bring him down. It's another first for the Indians. They get 10. Minute to go here in the third. Indians still moving. Make some substitute personnel changes now. From the 35, first and 10, in the gun, Brunk. Takes a snap, quick toss to Lapsley, tries to get to the left edge, down to the inside, makes a couple Monroe City men miss, and then he'll be shoved down on the play by Zach Osborne, our 13 yards and another first. Lapsley's been doing a good job in this game, and that's one of his strengths, as a matter of fact, getting to the edges. Something Ethan Allen has talked to us about during our conference call earlier this week, and he has been a busy man and kind of go-to guy for Clark County. They line up 7 this time on the line, and this read option, Brunk on the keeper. Cuts back in, now looking back out from the left side, and be swallowed up in the final play of the third quarter by Gatlin Bixel. And the Indians are 12 minutes away from a district championship, and a state with all likelihood with Blair Oaks in the Class 2 quarterfinals. One of the four effects on Crest at CentralMoInfo.com.
Check out the latest colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you'll find just the right color for your home or office. Benjamin Moore's Autumn in the Air palette captures the colors of the season just as the leaves begin to change. The sophisticated earthy trio of colors, powder sand, ranch wood, and jojoba, evoke a walk through the woods on the first day of fall. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. The Clark County Indians lead by the score of 14-0 over the Monroe City Panthers, the reigning Class 1 champion. And they're looking to make it a three-possession lead as they got second and three from the 16. And the gun, Lapsley on the first play of the fourth quarter, gets the handoff and tumbles down for five, and it's another first for the Indians. You get the sense another touchdown here might be the dagger. The way the Indians have been moving the ball and then getting stops on the defensive side as well. This could be it. First and 10 from the 10. In fact, it's first and goal from the 10. Two in the backfield. This is Lapsley trying to get to the right edge. He gets it to the edge, has a couple blockers ahead. 7-foot-4, pylon, got it! Touchdown, Clark County! Caleb Lapsley finds the right edge, dives for the far pylon, and stretches the Indian lead to three possessions with 11:43 to go in the fourth. And they have silenced the Langford Field crowd on the left side. Meanwhile, the Indian crowd is up on their feet, not bothered by this cold one bit on the second play of the fourth quarter. And this is for a two-point try and stretch it to a 22-point lead. In the gun, Brunk reads, trying to get a block from Lapsley, and now we get a flag on the play, and Brunk's going to be brought down short. Have to think it's going to be a hole, and if that's the case, then we are going to see 20-0 lead. We get the word, and it is a hole. Monroe City declines it. 20-0. Clark County with the lead. 11:43 left from a district championship on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Need to cut through your to-do list? Come to Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City between September 15th and November 30th, where you can buy any 400 series saw and receive a $50 instant rebate. Husqvarna chainsaws are ready for yard work, fire cutting, and more. You can be ready for the season ahead. Stop by Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City today.
Check out the latest colors by Benjamin Moore Paints at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, where you'll find just the right color for your home or office. Benjamin Moore's Autumn in the Air palette captures the colors of the season just as the leaves begin to change. The sophisticated, earthy trio of colors, powder sand, ranch wood, and jojoba, evoke a walk through the woods on the first day of fall. Create an all-new look with Benjamin Moore Paint, available at Roby Building Supply in Monroe City, serving the area for well over 100 years.
On the squib kick, it is going to be Zach Osborne that returns it. Zach Osborne trying to squirt his way through a pair of Clark County Indians, and the All-State returner from 1 year ago can't do much further beyond that, and he will be brought down at about the 40. This is probably the best field position Monroe City has had in this game, as a matter of fact. But they got a lot of work to do, down 20-0. Against their Clarence Cannon rivals. Clark County has not beaten this Monroe City team since 2015. And that in that game, that was a 29-16 Clark County win. It's been Monroe City in the last three Clarence Cannon matchups. First and 10 from the 40. And this is going to be Batzel trying to muscle his way for a gaping 1 yard at best. Now, one man slow to kind of get up. That appears to be Max Hayes, and now it's being turned back into the huddle. And now here comes a second and 7. One to the left, 3 in the backfield. Hayes tosses it to Bombs on the left side. He's got a couple blockers. Can't escape one, and now he cuts up to the left side of the field and will get up about 3 on the play. Good pursuit once again on the play. Chasen Klein, he's been a busy man tonight for this Indian team. And also Dalton Albert, both those men have actually been busy. They've been getting to the Monroe City runners. And it's now a 3rd and 5 coming up. From the 45, it's 3rd and 5. Mark County Crowd trying to access the 12th man. Hayes under center, 2 in the backfield. It's a read. Trying to leak one out the bottom. It's a little bit underthrown for the senior. It's going to be 4th down, Monroe City. It's almost go time here for the Panthers. Down by 3 possessions, 10:53 in the 4th quarter. Head coach David Kirby has a tendency to be aggressive in his play calling. Is this going to be the same deal? The Clark County bench on the far side of the field jumping up and down, trying to help out their defense. 4th and 5 from the Monroe 45. Hayes under center, 3 in the backfield. Takes a snap, ball on the ground, and that's going to end up being Clark County's ball. Turnover on downs. The Panthers shoot themselves once again in the foot, and that's kind of been the story in this game for the Monroe City offense. Coming into tonight, this Panther offense had 11 total turnovers. 10 of them were fumbles. They already have 3 tonight. It looked like Hayes recovered the fumble, but either way, it was going to be turnover on downs. Now on 1st and 10, the Indians will have Brunk run to the right side. And it looks like it's going to be no gain on the play for the senior back. 10:25 to go here in the 4th. Indians are destined for a likely matchup with Blair Oaks up in Cahokia for the quarterfinal next week. Second and 9. After the 1 yard pickup from Brunk, they will line up 1 to the left, 2 in the backfield. That's Gregory Lapsley, Brunk in the gun. Eyes out the Monroe blitz. And now they'll hand it to Lapsley. Lapsley to the right side. Lapsley will gain 6. And he'll bring up a 3rd and about 3. And on the tackle, it looks like that was Gatlin Bixel on the stop. And that actually will be a 3rd of 5. The 3rd and 3. The lineup, 1 to the left. Brunk in the gun. Lapsley in the backfield. Still in this much clock. 6 seconds on the play clock. 5. Gets the snap off. Lapsley with a full head of steam. Makes one man miss. Dives near the 1st down marker. And let's see where they mark it. I think he's got it. And they do. And on the tackle, Danny Dennison. And Clark County continuing to move the ball. 9 minutes to go in the game. 34-yard line is where it's marked at. This is a Clark County team that had a little under 100, or a little over 100 yards of offense in the Clarence Cannon matchup between these two teams. They are well over that mark in this game. Read option. It's going to be Lapsley. To the right side he goes. Now cuts up. Bouncing. Down to right hash marks. And it'll get tackled by Danny Dennison once again for Monroe City. 4-yard pickup for the senior. 185 yards unofficially for Lapsley in this game. We might have a front runner for player of the game if the Indians go on to win. Second and six from the 31. Mack to the left. Gregory the fullback. Two tight ends with Lapsley just to his right. And it's going to be a handoff to Lapsley. Has a hole. Cuts to the right side. Now back up into the middle. Has another first. I think that's a fair assessment to say as Hunter Lilly gets the stop for Monroe City. We're probably not going to see many passes left from the Indians in this game. You kill as much clock as possible and see if you can knock out the reigning Class 1 champions out of the state playoffs. First and 10 from the 23. In the gun once again, Brunt. Lapsley to his right. Monroe shows blitz. Now they back out of it. Now they bring it. Lapsley trying to take on the teeth of the Monroe City defensive line, and he's got about six on the play. And with that, he goes over the 200-yard mark unofficially. Second and five now coming up from the Monroe 23 on the left side. Here is Mack doing the backfield. Or make that one in the backfield, I should say. Lapsley again. Brunk in the gun. 3 seconds on the play clock. Snap. And it's Lapsley again. This time the Monroe City defensive line gets a nice little jump on there. And it's going to be John Sachs here, Danny Dennison, and Jaden Underhill all on the stop. We'll throw Zach Osborne in there as well, and I'll bring up third and four. 1 yard pickup for Lapsley. Third and four. In the gun once again, Brunk. 10 seconds to go on the play clock. Taking as much time, and now he snaps it away. Lapsley again on the handoff. As this is six straight runs for the senior running back. Actually, check that. That's Spencer Gregory. So Lapsley's 5-run streak has come to a close. 1 yard gain. And Saxbury gets the stop. And now a must stop here for Monroe City on 4th and 4. Well, seconds on the play clock. 5:38 to go here in the fourth. And the eye is Brunk. Makes the snap, tosses it over to Lapsley to the inside, and he's going to be close. Tackled on the play by Hunter Lilly, and as a matter of fact, it's only a 1 yard gain. And it'll be a turnover on down. So the Panthers still have some life. They're down by 20. Can they get 3 scores in 5:25? They're notorious for putting up points in bunches. They're going to need to put up some points in bunches here. They want to keep their season alive. First and 10 from the 16. Hayes under center. Looking to pass on first down. Feels some pressure. Escapes one and will proceed to throw it away. And now they're going to say intentional grounding because that ball did not get past the line of scrimmage. And Spencer Gregory was coming in from the right edge. So this is in all likelihood going to be a loss of down, and they're going to lose some yardage on the play if they could not get the ball past the original line of scrimmage with the 16. About thrown out at about, I would say probably about the 14 or so. He got out of the pocket, however, and it is intentional grounding on Monroe City, and that is indeed the right call. Good call there by Travis Blankenship, our referee tonight. This crew's actually done a very good job tonight, as a matter of fact. They called the penalties that were necessary. But overall, it's kind of been a clean game. between these two teams, and credit this official crew as well. They have done a spectacular job in this game tonight. Again, calling the plays that are only necessary, or calling the fouls that are only necessary, and doing it in a very tough environment with it being this lower 20, upper teen heat, and a little bit of a brisk wind as well. It's very hard to keep your concentration in that kind of situation. So a shout-out to our officials as well tonight. Well-deserved paycheck for them. And hopefully this is not their final games they get to officiate this postseason. Third and a lot for Monroe City. 23, as a matter of fact, as they're at their own four. Here's the snap. Hayes, feeling the pressure, trying to throw it for Bottoms, and he underthrows him a little bit, and that'll bring up a fourth down. And the Panthers, you almost have to go for it. And if you don't, Clark County is going to be inside the five. Let's put the exclamation point on it. But Logan Bulick is in punt, is in the game to punt it away. Going to need to be a decent punt. Connor Mack is standing at about his 20, or at about the Monroe 25. 4:38 to go. Here's snap. Bulick, here is a flag, and we might get a false start. And it's going to be, or actually it's Lapsley on who is set to return. We weren't going to see Lapsley much on the return game. He was the returner 1 year ago, but he's kind of been bothered with a couple of injuries as he had an ankle, a hamstring, and also a pinched nerve in his neck this year. He's dealing with all of that this year, and now Bulick has very little room. Here's the punt. Barely gets it off, as it looked like there Clark County had the full-blown block on, and he just gets it off, and we get a flag on the play as Bulick actually took a pretty decent spill. And this could give Monroe City a first down if it is a roughing the kicker penalty. A big call here, because if it is a roughing the kicker, it should be first down for Monroe City. Now they're going to talk and see if it's going to be running or roughing. And Mr. Blankenship now has the verdict. He walks towards the press box. And now he does not actually give a signal. A little surprising. And it looks like it is, they're trying to find the spot. And now they say it's running into the kicker. It'll be on Clark County, and that is not going to result in a first down. So it gives the Panthers a little more breathing room, but they probably would have taken a punt, considering they just got it off. See the Indians go up another block. Bulick is staying about 5 yards into his end zone. Here's the snap. Well, booted away. It's a low stinger. Takes a kick to the left, and is going to end up probably right about the same spot as it was for the first kick, and that would be the 34-yard line of Clark County. This Indians team has had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder since that state semifinal loss to Lafayette County, which in next week will be the one-year anniversary. They felt like they had a pretty good shot at perhaps making the state championship, but that Lafayette County team 1 year ago had a total of 8 seniors that they lost. They're actually, their season already has come to a close, and they had numerous all-state players, and Clark County just ran in, unfortunately, into a very good Lafayette County team, proceeded to lose to Lamar, who's won the last 7 Class 2 state championships, as Caleb Lapsley gets a 2-yard gain on the play. And ever since that point, we mentioned that the Indians lost to Parakeet All-Staters and Deb Riney and Jack Hunziker. And again, they made it to Made it all the way to the state semifinal as a number four seed. And it seems like year in and year out, when the Indians get into these playoffs, they are tough out, and they're certainly proving that to be the case. Brunk is getting the handoff on second and eight, takes it out of bounds to the right side. So you look at what the Indians did this season. We talked about the balance that Lapsley, Gregory, and Brunk all have. We talked about the receivers as well. We haven't talked much about the offensive line tonight. We mentioned that they've had a good night, but let's put it into perspective a little bit. You got an all-stater in Kyle Goldrick, the center, who got first-team honors as the center for the Clarence Canick Conference. And you have to be about as physical as you can get on the line if you want to get first-team honors into Clarence Canick. Goldrick is one of those. They run behind him, and Ryan Acute, they will run right behind him as it's Brunk that gets the handoff for a two-yard gain. Will be fourth down. But you need guys that will be able to open up some space, and that's how you have success in the Clarence Canick. Coaches in, from all the ones that we talked to, the generic term they say is it's a run-heavy first conference. You got to start with the run, and you got to stop the run if you want to have a chance to win some football games. And this Clark County offensive line has had a big-time performance tonight. Took on the challenge of taking on a relatively smaller Monroe City team, but definitely a fast Monroe City team and a physical Monroe City team, which equalizes probably their size. And here is a handoff by Lapsley on 4th and 7. It'll be a 4-yard gain, and it is going to be a turnover on downs. Monroe City is going to get it back, but time is running out on their 2018 season. You put that together, and then you put the defense in there as well. They gave up 44 points to this Monroe City team in Week 8, and they allowed points in every single game this regular season until they got to district. They shut out Highland 42-0 and Clark County 36-0. And they're trying to shut out the Panthers. Hayes deep on 1st and 10, looking for Kaelin Kendrick O'Brien, and he got tackled down by Dalton Albert, who was in coverage. Kind of a bang-bang play. No foul warranted. They'll bring up a 2nd and 10. So if the Indians can hold on, it will be another shutout for Clark County, their third straight. And that's not going to be easy next week against a very potent Blair Oaks team in all likelihood. Here's a 2nd and 10. Hayes has to pass, comes across to Osborne. He's got some space, and he's got blockers. That's a dangerous combo if it pays off. Osborne to the 50. Now is surrounded by a pair of Indians, and now he will be brought down. He's patiently running on the play, trying to get an extra block and turn on the Jets, but nothing there. But a big gain for the senior. Not quitting for his Panthers. Gets into Clark County territory. And it is a gain of, we'll call it 30. Monroe City has to hurry up and line up. 1st and 10 from the Clark 46. Hey, looks at pass. Has some space, trying to find Bottoms. His first completion. Bottoms stays in bounds, has another first. Now Panthers have to quickly line up. Hayes gets the call from his head coach. First completion, and that is going to be a 28-yard gain from Hayes to Bottoms. 1st and 10 from the 26. They will line up with two to the left, one in the backfield. That is Fassel. Hayes to the left. Gets some pressure. And it gets struck down in the backfield. Getting the sack on the play. Jason Klein, his first of the season. And Monroe has to quickly line up. Minute 15 to go, and the Indians will be district champs. Second and long. Minute to go, and Monroe quickly lines up. Two to the right, under center Hayes. Indian crowd on their feet, feeling the taste of a championship. Here is Battle. Gets a good chunk of change, 46 seconds to go. 10-yard gain, and third down coming up. 37 seconds. The Indians jumping up and down on the far bench. Hayes on third down, looking for the end zone. Underthrown, picked off. It's London Brunk who gets the district championship for the Clark County Indians. And on that note, the Panthers' 2018 season will come to a close as the top seed in Class 2, District 6. It's a bittersweet moment for a lot of these seniors in this four-year career for the likes of John Saxbury, Zach Osborne, Jaden Underhill, Nolan Pennywell, Gage Bottoms, Damian Holland, Gatlin Bixel, Kalen Kendrick O'Brien. Plenty of more as well. We'll talk to David Kirby about them as well. The state champs have been taken down. Clark County, the number two seed, takes home Class 2, District 6. They're off to the quarterfinals in a Dave with Blair Oaks, a 20-0 final on the road against the Clarence Cannon rival at Langford Field. The two teams line up at midfield. We'll shake hands. And for the first time since 2015, the Indians knock off the Monroe City Panthers. We'll dissect it next in our postgame show on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. It's the Indians of Clark County back to the state quarterfinal.
When you need auto parts, shop Ott's Auto Supply in Cahoka. Independently owned and operated, the team at Ott's is driven to give you the hometown customer service you want with the quality products you need. And if they don't have it in stock, they'll be happy to order it for you. Most orders arrive the next day. In addition to a full line of CarQuest auto parts, Ott's Auto Supply builds hydraulic hose assemblies for tractors, dump trucks, forklifts, land movers, and more. Stop by 239 South Johnson Street or give Ott's Auto Supply of Cahoka a call, 660-727-3646 today.
This is Marlon McCormick at Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City. When you plant soybeans, you want them to start strong, grow strong, and yield strong. That's exactly what Golden Harvest Soybeans by Syngenta offer you. Through Syngenta's extensive research and development, Golden Harvest soybean varieties offer the best-in-class genetics and the latest traits to help you break through yield barriers. Golden Harvest varieties offer built-in tolerance and resistance to yield robbers, so you'll grow more beans. Contact Farmers Elevator and Exchange in Monroe City today for your Golden Harvest soybeans.
There's an extra special guest at Grandma's Country Music Show on November 17th, straight from Springfield, Missouri, special appearance by Dave Perryman. This Saturday will offer a real good time at Grandma's Country Music Show from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is $15 for this show only. Call ahead for tickets or info at 573-672-3202. Don't miss this special appearance by Dave Perryman at Grandma's Country Music Show, located 3 miles north of Florida on Highway 107. Call for tickets at 573-672-3202.
Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green and Monroe City, your authorized McCormick tractor dealer, has a series of rugged, dependable, and versatile McCormick tractors. The McCormick X7 series tractors, from 143 to 212 horsepower, they're built to work in any environment, including yours. The new X7 series offers innovative design to maximize comfort, convenience, and performance. Get your new McCormick X7 series tractor at Meyer Implement in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is always appreciated.
Mazumac offers you the best of both worlds. Mazumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri.
Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
There's an extra special guest at Grandma's Country Music Show on November 17th, straight from Springfield, Missouri, special appearance by Dave Perryman. This Saturday will offer a real good time at Grandma's Country Music Show from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is $15 for this show only. Call ahead for tickets or info at 573-672-3202. Don't miss the special appearance by Dave Perryman at Grandma's Country Music Show, located 3 miles north of Florida on Highway 107. Call for tickets at 573-672-3202.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
If a tree falls in the woods, it may not make a sound. But if a tree falls in your yard, you're bound to notice it. The good news is, Tri-County Tire and Repair in Monroe City can help with the cleanup. They carry Husqvarna 300 and 500 series chainsaws for logging, tree care, and more. Plus, trade in your old saw before November 30th and get a $75 instant rebate with your purchase. Come to Tri-County Tire and Repair today.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Monroe City Clark County District Championship possible. Roby Building Supply, Monroe City R1 School District, JC Collision Repair, JC Auto Repair, JC Auto and Truck Parts, JC Parts City, Monroe City Manor Care Center, LaRue Insurance Agency, Tri-County Tire, your Husqvarna and Yokohama dealer, Farmers Elevator Exchange, all of Monroe City, Grandma's Country Music Show, just north of Florida, Missouri, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri locations in Cahokia, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Green Valley Seed of Cahokia, Auto Supply, making a landscape banker, making a Monroe City. Meyer Implement Company of Monroe City and Bowling Green, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, making Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Sheraton Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. Dinah Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Moberly Motors sponsored our halftime show as well. Still waiting on Clark County coach Ethan Nallen and Monroe City coach David Kirby to work their way up to the booth. While we have a moment, we'll nominate our player of the game and we'll highlight how we got to this 20-0 final. We're giving it to Caleb Lapsley tonight. He had the passing touchdown on the trick play, which gave Clark County a 14-0 lead. That was on fourth down, as a matter of fact. And then he had the 10-yard run, essentially the icing on the cake, very early in the fourth quarter to make it a 20-0 game, and it helped that he had a little over 200 yards on the ground, and he was a very busy man tonight. So he's going to get that tonight and puts Clark County into another quarterfinal, their second straight one. And again, Clark County picks up another football district championship as it is their 23rd in school history. It's brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Service, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Taking a look at how we kind of got to this point, a couple things to keep in mind. It wasn't the fact that Monroe City played a bad game. They played a pretty good game, as a matter of fact. The only problem was the offense was moving. Turnovers turned out to be the key in this game. There were a couple times the Panthers got inside the red zone. They had two fumbles, as a matter of fact, recovered by Clark County. And then there was a miss exchange as they were driving as well. The offense was managing to move it, but it turned out the big problem was those turnovers came to bite back Panthers. Meanwhile, for Clark County, they took a 6-0 lead. Minute 38 to go in the first quarter. It was a big run by London Brunk, who was tiptoeing down the right sideline and was just shoved out of bounds, and it ended up being a 1-yard run on the play, which allowed for Brunk to end up getting the opening score. They couldn't convert on the 2-point play. And Clark County continued to move down the field, and then they got into a 4th and about 13 from the Monroe, call it, or actually there was a from about the Monroe 30. And a clever play call. They go with the toss to Lapsley, who passed it downfield to Kyle Anderson to get the touchdown. And that was a big play in the game because it extended to a 2-point lead or a 2-possession lead. And as I mentioned, it was kind of a low risk, high reward kind of play because if you don't get it on 4th down, then you're going to be putting Monroe City in a little bit of a pinch trying to go down the field and try and score before the half. They would have a long way to go. So it was a clever play call on 4th down. They got the 2-point try, made it 14-0. And then Monroe looked like they were going to get back into it, and then they fumbled once again. And then Clark County went down the field on the second play of the fourth quarter. Caleb Lastly, a powerful 10-yard run, and they take home the 20-0 victory. And with that, Clark County now improves to 10-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Monroe City's season is going to come to a close. It will not be 3 straight appearances for the Panthers. They finished the season 10-2. And as we mentioned before, time expired. There's no shame for this Monroe City senior class. You go to 2 state championships, you win one, you win a total of 3 district championships. A lot of accolades for this class of 2018 for Monroe City. And both the teams are having a nice long conversation. As a matter of fact, David Kirby is having a nice long conversation with his senior class and the rest of his team. And meanwhile, Clark County Ethan Allen is working his way close to the press box or so. We'll take another break on Crescent Central, MoInfo.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and hopefully we'll have one of the 2 coaches up next in tonight's game.
Meyer Implement Company in Bowling Green and Monroe City, your authorized McCormick tractor dealer, has a series of rugged, dependable, and versatile McCormick tractors. The McCormick X7 series tractors, from 143 to 212 horsepower, they're built to work in any environment, including yours. The new X7 series offers innovative design to maximize comfort, convenience, and performance. Get your new McCormick X7 series tractor at Meyer Implement in Bowling Green or Monroe City, where your business is always appreciated.
Mizzou MAC offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou MAC is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your Mizzou MAC education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou MAC student today. MACC, the college for you.
There's an extra special guest at Grandma's Country Music Show on November 17th, straight from Springfield, Missouri, special appearance by Dave Perryman. This Saturday will offer a real good time at Grandma's Country Music Show from 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Admission is $15 for this show only. Call ahead for tickets or info at 573-672-3202. Don't miss the special appearance by Dave Perryman at Grandma's Country Music Show, located 3 miles north of Florida on Highway 107. Call for tickets at 573-672-3202.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
back here on CrescentCentralMoFo.com at a chilly Lankford Field. And it is the Clark County Indians that are advancing to the Class 2 quarterfinals. They are going to be taking on the Blair Oaks Falcons. In all likelihood, they were up big against South Callaway at half. We're going to assume that they proceeded to defeat South Callaway, and it's going to be Clark County and Blair Oaks in the Class 2 quarterfinal, which should be taking place next Saturday up in Cahokia, unless the Clark County Athletic Directors, Blair Oaks Athletic Directors, respectively, decide to agree to change the time, which is always a possibility that could happen. Still waiting on both the head coaches to work their way up here. And in our post game, we're going to have Austin Ward. It's going to be a little bit of a condensed post game tonight with obviously all the district area coaches that are still alive. They are obviously playing their game. We'll have their post game interviews tonight on our condensed post game show. The only other game that is in the Big K area that we did not manage to cover was Fayette Sweet Springs. So, Roger Van Zandt, if you happen to be listening once we get our post game, we would love to hear from you and call in when Austin comes to the post game. And now looks like we're going to get David Kirby working his way up to the press box. No sign of where Ethan Allen went for Clark County Indians. So the Monroe coach is working his way on up here, and wait to see if we can find Ethan Allen as well. So we'll go ahead and we'll take one more break on CrescentCentralMoFo.com. A 2-minute break, and hopefully we'll have one of the two coaches coming up after this.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
The Browns Furniture Spotlight is on Crest at 640, 1240, and 530, and on KTCM and Kirk at 7 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock on Kirk, and 515 in the afternoon on KTCM. Learn how you can save huge dollars on furniture, bedding, accessories, carpet, and flooring during the 60th anniversary sale of Browns Furniture in Shelbina. Discover how much you'll save on top of the name brands offered. Listen on Crest at 640, 1240, and 530, 7 o'clock on KTCM and Kirk, 5 o'clock on Kirk, 515 KTCM for the Business Spotlight on Browns Furniture in Shelbina.
Located in the middle of farming country, LaRue Insurance Agency in Monroe City is dedicated in serving your insurance needs for your farm or ranch. Whether it's machinery, buildings, livestock, crops, home, or farm and ranch liability coverage, LaRue Insurance Agency in Monroe City can help protect your investment and your family's future by selecting from several leading companies the correct insurance coverage for you. This is AJ Cooper. Incorporate your auto insurance with other policies and you'll save more at LaRue Insurance Agency, a trusted choice company in Monroe City. Ensuring your future.
Ladies, you deserve a night out, and Seidenstricker's is just the place for you. Join us for our ladies' night November 15th at our Tipton store, November 20th in Columbia, and the 27th in Mexico. Enjoy appetizers, beverages, and prizes, plus save 20% on our wide selection of John Deere toys, tools, and merchandise, perfect for everyone on your holiday shopping list. Mark your calendars for a night of fun and savings at Seidenstricker's Ladies' Nights in Tipton, Columbia, and Mexico. Visit Seidenstricker's.com for all the Ladies' Night details.
We're back here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com, and having a hard time tracking Ethan Allen down, and David Kirby, the Monroe City coach, is working his way down Radio Row. We have a couple other radio stations that are covering this game, so unfortunately it looks like we're not going to be able to give you the head coaches live tonight, but we will definitely give you Monroe City coaches David Kirby here on our post-game show, and then we will try and see if we can track down Ethan Allen as well. But that's going to wrap things up here from Lankford Field. I'd like to give a big thanks to Jeremy Carter, sitting the dials back at the Beverly Motors Sports Desk. For him, I'm Scott Lunte. Good night from Langford Field. Clark County is heading to state quarterfinals, taking on Blair Oaks next Saturday. Good night from Monroe City.
Listening again for top football action on Superstation Crest. We bring you